Well, Will, it's been a busy summer for you, man. Coming off, of course, a great track and field season, which I really want to get into coming up in just a little bit. But you've had fun with a lot of all-star games just coming off the eight-man there at Hastings. Tell me, how hot was it down on that turf for that one on Saturday?
Yeah, it was a warm one for sure. I mean, with your pads on and your jersey and just everything, the heat definitely got to you, but, you know, stay hydrated and have lots of water on the sideline, so that definitely helped out.
I was going to say, have you ever drank so much water in a football game in your lifetime than what you probably did on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't think so. It was definitely set the record for that one.
Well, it just came up a little short in that one. Low-scoring game in that one, 14-8. So, boy, the defense has really kind of held in check that game, didn't they?
Yeah, our defense did great. I mean, we got to give them a huge shout out. They made some pretty big stops and deep in our own territory. And, you know, offense, we just couldn't get a drive put together, and we just were making some mistakes, and, you know, we just needed to perform better.
I see you had, what, 11 carries, 36 yards, and, hey, did your best, but it sounds like, that, again, defenses, those the lines up front, the defensive side just wouldn't let you get, really, either team wouldn't let you get those running backs going.
Oh, no, yeah, their line is, they're some all-stars for sure. I mean, they're big boys, and they were doing a good job at containing the run game, so it was definitely, every yard was earned.
You went out to Scott's Bluff for the Western Nebraska U, and some of your buddies, and, of course, Coach Kronhoffman, Coach Strand. That had been a lot of fun that entire week, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that one was a blast, too. I mean, going up with four different Arapaho kids, just people that I've played with, and then also two of my coaches, just made it a great time.
Now, it's 11-man game. Of course, you played 8-man most of your life. Was it any big deal? I mean, it's just three more guys, I guess. But, you adjusted well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, the field, it's bigger for sure, and you got a lot more room to get to that outside and use your speed. So I enjoyed it a lot.
You had a chance to catch a couple of basketball games as well, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Yep, get that basketball in a little bit. You've done that for 4 years at Arapaho, played a couple of all-star games. And now you're gearing up for Chadron State coming up here in you got about a month and a half, or you got to report a little earlier? When do you have to make your way up there?
Yes, sir. So about August 1st is when I got to be up there, so I got about a month and a week, so it's coming up.
No question. You got to be excited. I know when you signed, Chadron State really rolled out the red carpet for you. You know, they say, hey, we want you up here, and I'm sure looking forward to getting up there, getting the pads going, and getting to see what you can do at fall camp.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to play at the next level and just going to stay healthy and do my best.
We got to talk about the track and field season. Will, had a chance to watch you a lot, going to a lot of meets, and, man, I know you and I talked, I think, at the beginning of the season, or when we signed for Chadron State, the one big thing was staying healthy, and you did pretty much from start to finish this year, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and it was amazing. Just the support and from everyone, and, you know, down to PT, you know, helping me out week to week with stretches and just recovery. I mean, everyone helped me out with staying healthy, and it was just a big, big roles for a lot of people that they filled. So
making the finals and the sprints, you, and of course the big one was going to sub 49 and winning the 400. When you saw that time as you crossed the finish line, I'm sure that was a goal. You'd love to get below 49 seconds.
Yeah, that was. It was amazing. I mean, I ran a low 49.07, you know, about third meet of the year, and then I just kept getting stumped with those other meets, not being able to break that 49. So, you know, at state track, when I turned around and saw that 48, it really just, all the work really just showed, and I was beyond words with excitement.
And in the 100 and 200, I know you ran your fastest time there in the 100. You had a great year in the 200 as well. And, boy, you run against the RPAC kids. I know the Winston kid and you ran a lot against each other. You guys really pushed each other throughout the year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really back and forth. I got that Dundee kid in RPAC and beat him. And then he got me in when it mattered at state. So, you know, things definitely didn't go my way in the sprints. Didn't PR and perform to my ability, but, you know, it's all right. I gave it my all, so
no question about it. Yeah, I'd have been proud of that. That 4x4 came alive, ran your fastest time at 330.83. That group really did well, really got better throughout the season.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch all the my teammates grow and all of them PR. They all gave it their all too, and we just knew we had a run against time since we weren't in that last heat, and we all did amazing. I mean, hats off to them as well because they had some great times as well too. So
I know football is probably number one on your list at Shadron State, but have they mentioned anything about possibly helping the track team or not?
I have not heard anything about track from Shadron. And if they do, I don't know if I'll accept because I think, I'm excited with the way I ended things here in high school. So I think I'm ready just to focus on that one sport and really dial it in for football.
That's asking a lot. You have a complete football season. Body needs some rest. And before you know it, you're into spring ball. And that's during kind of the outdoor season as well. So that'd be asking a lot for your body to take on two sports.
Yeah, it would definitely be a lot, and I would love to do two sports, but I think at that next level, just focusing on that one sport and really throughout the whole year getting better at that one is the best idea I think for me.
I think you're done with All-Star games. Am I right on that?
Yep, that wrapped it up last week.
Are you kind of glad you got the end of June and all of July? That's just to kind of, I don't know if you work, maybe you get a little work in. I'm sure you're lifting a lot, cardio and stuff like that, getting ready for fall football camp, aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. It was a busy start with state track and then, all those All-Star basketball games and those two football ones, the week long. It was definitely a very busy start, and now we're just going to sort of pump the brakes and just keep getting better in the weight room, keep working, and enjoy the last summer I got here in Arapahoe.
Well, it's been fun talking to you over the years in high school. I know you and I talked a couple of years ago. Remember after you won, as a sophomore, won that 400 junior year, I know with some injuries, but boy, you made that senior year really count in a big way.
Yes, sir. Yep, and I appreciate the support, and I appreciate always talking to you. It's always been a good time, and it just, yeah.
And we will do this again, Will. Don't be just because this is not our last interview. We're going to keep tabs on you at Shadron State as well over the next couple of years, and because I know you're excited about football, what college football is going to be all about.
That's good to hear, and I'm excited. I'm excited for it, and hopefully I'll represent Arapahoe and put on a show.